What was that?
That was an interesting sound.
Yeah, it was. Welcome back. You're on IPL Radio listening to Good Vibrations with Mish on this Thursday morning. I have my phone interview on now. Jackie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, we can hear you too as well. Thank you, Jackie, for being with us. I've got Todd with me this morning, so there's two of us in the studio having a chat with you today. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, Todd. Good morning.
What a beautiful day it is. Whereabouts are you this morning?
Up in the northern end of Perth, up in Alkimos.
Oh, beautiful.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it is a beautiful spot up there. Yeah, we're down Rockingham Way and it's magnificent weather. There's a fresh chill in the air in the mornings, but I think we're going to get it back to 32 today, I think.
It's beautiful weather.
Yeah,
loving
it's
it.
Stunning, stunning. Can you see the ocean from where you are?
If I drive to the end of the street, I could.
Oh, really? Excellent. Really, really good.
Not far.
That's right. And well, hopefully you enjoy your day today, but thank you for being with us this morning. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about what it's like to be in the midlife for women. What are midlife women doing? What's happening in their life and how I work with them and help them?
Okay, one question. When you say midlife, you're talking about 50s plus, right? How can that be mid? Because none of us are going to get to 100. Well, sorry,
well, this
most.
Is the, well, this is the thing. So 50 plus was on, you know, that's on my banner, and then I've had a lot of women talk to me and say, I'm not 50 plus, but I'm midlife. So
ah.
I'm listening to my audience and I'm listening to the women. And even just the other day, my hairdresser said, I'm not 50 plus, but I'm definitely midlife.
Okay. Okay. There you go.
Okay, I'm listening.
There you go. That's interesting. Okay, well, that had to be. But I am 50 plus, 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 plus.
Me too. Plus, plus, plus.
Yeah. I'm heading towards the 60s now, so that's a bit sad. But anyway, I'm happy to be here and I should be proud to be here still. Because a lot of people don't get that opportunity. So what is it that you do exactly for us 50 pluses?
Okay, the 50 plus women, or if they want to call themselves a midlife woman.
Yeah.
A lot of women at this stage of life really get to a point where it's like they've popped their head up above the surface of what they've been doing for years and years and years, and they go, oh, okay. What's next for me now? What do I do now?
The 100%. I think you lose yourself, don't you? Particularly as a parent as well, you lose your identity, not your identity, but your individuality. And when the kids go from your home, you think, okay, who am I again?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mm. They do. They lose their sense of self, and they've put everything they've got into raising the kids, working, often supporting their partner in his work, in his business. Mm-hmm. And so many women at this stage of their life also marriages end.
Okay.
You know, they've hung in there for the kids.
And, no, we don't want to know that.
and they get to this point where they're a little bit lost, to be honest.
Yes.
And they feel unheard and they feel unseen. On the employment front, they're often overlooked.
Yes.
Even though they've got these amazing qualities, skills and attributes and experience, and you know, they've got this inner knowing, and you only get that inner knowing when you've lived the years, when
exactly.
you've done the work.
Exactly. We've got so much to offer because we have that lived experience. We're mature. We've got more time on our hands. We're a perfect stage in our life to be given a business, you know, like we've got so much we can offer now at this age, but yet they still want the 20s, the ones that have to, you know,
absolutely.
Have babies and,
you know,
all that sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, often, I mean, not often, always, women in, you know, 50-plus women have got so much to offer, teens, so much to offer, organisations and companies, and many of them now are looking at the job sector and going, I don't want that. I want to work for myself. I'm good at this. I'm good at that.
Yep.
And I want to teach people art. I want to do this with people or whatever. So a lot of the women I work with, what we work on is their, what I would class as limiting self-beliefs. So they've got some issues around their self-belief and their confidence. So they've lost a lot of that along the way.
I hear you.
And, you know, they get stuck in that mind loop.
Yep.
So often, as we talk to ourselves, you know, obviously we've got that internal narrative. We call it sometimes the monkey mind or the busy mind or whatever. And for women of this age, 50 plus, who are wondering, what the hell's next for me? Where do I go from here? And what do? They have a lot of thoughts spinning in their mind, and they can get stuck and trapped in the negative ones.
Yep.
As in, what do I do now? Who's going to want me now? And then they start comparing themselves to younger women, or women who seem happy in their relationships, or whatever it might be. So they get stuck in this negative narrative.
Yep.
And it can spiral, and it can take them down into really low moods or even depressed states.
Yep.
And, you know, and so often what they need is just some tools and techniques to teach them, which is the work that I do, how we can shift out of that, how we can really stop this frantic monkey mind from racing around our heads, and to find that calm center again, and to really connect with who they are again. So that's part of the work I do, to help them to ditch that doubt, that negativity that's spinning within them.
Yeah.
And to discover this unwavering self-belief again, and their confidence again that they've had before. We've all had it. We've all had a moment
that
we've had that. And that's what I do. Anyway,
I'm definitely at that point, and I have been for probably the last 10 years now. But because I've been a parent for I still am a parent for so many years, and you get stuck in that parenting thought where everyone else comes before you. You're always last on the list with everything. You're doing everything for everybody else, and you forget to do for yourself. How hard is that to change? Because you've been doing that for such a long time. How hard is it to get? I mean, you say you have these tools, etc. But surely it's going to be a long journey to be able to get out of that mindset.
Well, that's the thing, you would think it would be, because you'll go, oh, my God, I spent 20 years or 30 years thinking this way or feeling this way. And it doesn't. It can take some women a few weeks, a few months. Oh. It may take some women a year or a little bit more. But it certainly doesn't take 20 or 30 years to rewire.
Wow.
So that's what we're doing. We're rewiring that thinking pattern, and we're redesigning our life. Because our thoughts and the language that drives those thoughts, so the internal voice, will create our reality, put it that way. So what I say to the women that I work with is, look, you have a choice. You can speak yourself into misery, or you can speak yourself into joy. It's entirely up to you.
Absolutely.
You have to start to make some different choices. And yes, it takes practice, because like anything else, it just has become a habit.
Correct.
It's become a habit of the internal beating up and the internal negative narrative.
Yep.
And so like any habit, it takes practice to reverse that habit and create a new habit. And I mean, you know, we're looking at 50 plus, but if I look over the last, you know.
Well, it could be any age, really, I suppose.
Years, 10 years, you know, into my mid-40s, as some of these women are speaking to me, I was in complete crisis in my mid-40s, complete crisis. Mm. One daughter had been groomed into the world of drugs and violence, and one was very unwell, and I had a son who was struggling, he was a little lad.
Wow.
And there was just a lot going on. And then I ended up taking full-time care of my granddaughter through the family court at a very early age. So I had to give up work because she needed stability. And I was certainly in that space of the every 24/7, my head was spinning. And so I've been there, I've lived it, and I really struggled to get out of it. And for me, I mean, I can share the two tools that I used if that would be helpful.
Oh, please do.
For your listeners. Mm. So for me at that stage, because this was my marriage broke down at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
So there was a lot going on, and I was juggling all the balls and was in terror, really. I was in survival mode.
Correct.
And at that point, picking up wood in the park to try and put the fire on for the kids, that's where I was at.
Oh.
And my mind was in turmoil, and a friend of mine gave me a link to a little breath work and a meditation, sort of 15-minute thing. And I was not anybody for doing that. I just wasn't. I was like, oh, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, I've got nothing to lose. I have to do something, because I knew I couldn't survive continuing as I was. And that was where it all began. And I listened to the meditation, and I did the breath work twice a day. And I locked in for myself a 30-day commitment.
Okay.
And I said, for 30 days, do this no matter what. Do not stop. Whatever happens, do not stop. And I just did not think it would make a difference. Yeah. And within a week, I was already starting to feel a little different. I was like, oh, my mind wasn't as crazy. And bit by bit, and it just changed. And by the end of the 30 days, I was like, whoa, this works.
Is that
and
right?
It was the simplest of things. It was a conscious breath, which is belly breathing. It's known by belly breathing as well. And it was a very short 15-minute meditation. And at the end of the first month, I was like, oh, my God, it works. And my head started to clear. The fog cleared.
Okay.
And what happens is when we calm ourselves within and we find our center, the mind settles. So if you imagine a snow globe, you know when you get a snow globe and you shake it? And, you know. So that's what your mind's like when it's frantic and we're spinning. So as you do the breath work and the meditation, it's as if you're holding the snow globe in your hand, starts to settle
and
it gets calmer and calmer and calmer. And that was where it started for me. And now, I mean, this is what I teach women. I teach them about, I teach them breath work. I teach them meditation. I do hypnosis. So all of the tools, and obviously I've expanded my tools over the years, but at that point, I wasn't doing this work at that point. This was not what I was doing. I was teaching. I was a lecturer and I taught early childhood and child development. And I'd worked in the field of disabilities as well, teaching educators.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't doing this work then, but because I started doing the two tools, meditation and breath work, really simple. And then after the first month, I just thought, let's do another month and another and another. And, and that's what I did. And, you know, multiple years later, I'm still doing it every single day.
Right?
I will not go a day without it. Will not.
I don't know whether you know my journey. I'm struggling currently with my mental health. I have for years, but at the moment I'm, I'm in a bit of a spot. But people have told me to do my breath work. I've actually got an app on my phone for breath work. And I'm like you in the very beginning. It's not going to work. I haven't got time. What a load of rubbish. It's never going to work. So you know what? Today, and I'm going to tell everybody, all my listeners today and myself, I'm going to do 30 days of the breath work twice a day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see, because I've got nothing to lose, right? I've got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
I have
it
time.
It doesn't cost you anything.
No,
no.
So
exactly.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot for 30 days and I'm going to get back to you to tell you how, because so maybe we can do this interview again. I'm going to get back to you and let you know how I feel after that 30 days. But that's the commitment
I'd love
to myself.
To do that.
That's the commitment to myself because I have thought about it over many times I should be doing it. I never have. Do you do breath work at all, Todd?
Look, I used to, and I should, and it seems to be a constant with mental health where you're like, oh, it's not going to work, it's not going to make any difference, like talking to someone, oh, there's no point, they're not going to be able to do anything, it's just telling them my problems, nothing's going to happen from it, and until you get to that point where you can't get any lower and you say to yourself, you know what? What have I got to lose?
Yep.
I've hit rock bottom.
Yep.
I, you know, there's nowhere else for me to go that you suddenly start to realize doing these simple little things.
It just seem like a little thing, doesn't it? Like it's not costing me any money.
Yeah.
It's costing me 15 minutes of a day. I can do it, you know, anywhere. I can do it sitting in the car waiting for an appointment, whatever. So it's really not going to hurt me in any way to give it a shot. I just need to have that commitment because when you're low and you're depressed, motivation is really difficult.
Yeah.
Even to do the smallest thing like breathing is really difficult. So
especially when you're in a trap of I don't have time.
Correct, yeah.
We've already got
– I've got heaps of time.
Well, that's good. That's great.
I do have heaps of time, but I don't have the motivation or the confidence – to give anything a shot. So I'm going to commit myself today to giving that a shot and I will get back to you and we'll re-enter this conversation and see how we go.
Brilliant.
So I appreciate
that.
But I do have one on my phone and I'll give that a shot.
And I love that it's something you don't have to have that confidence to do. Like going and talking to someone, you have to have that confidence or get over that nervousness.
Do you know
I've got to open up to someone.
I've done that before and I walk in there and they go, oh, how are you going? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. And then I tend to, because I don't know them, I tend to have that mask still on.
Close up.
Much close, but I have that mask on. So I don't really release the negativity that I'm building up.
Yeah.
I tend to do that mask thing again. Yeah, I'm fine. Everything's okay. I'll be all right. Blah, 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 blah. You know, I'll cope. And this is my opinion and what's happened to me. I don't tend to get anything out of that because I'm not being my true self, which I'm not most of the time. So for me, talking to someone, it hasn't helped me in the past. So
that's not unusual. I've been, up until 2 weeks ago, I'd been the same with therapy every week.
Okay.
It helps because I'm so busy.
Yeah.
About 6 months or more that I've been going, and then finally a couple of weeks ago, I just laid out everything that I was experiencing, not talking about my work week anymore, just laid out.
Wow, because you've probably got more comfortable with that person.
Yes.
It takes so much time. Yeah, because really, you walk into a stranger's room, and as you would, even if I was walking into a party and I met a stranger, I'm feeling the same way. I feel like I have to be someone that I'm not.
Yeah.
And it's difficult to open up to a stranger.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was just hearing what Todd said before when he said, I think some of your words were, oh, that's not going to help. I can't tell anybody. You know, that type of thing. That's that negative narrative.
Yes.
That it keeps us stuck in the same pattern. And as you said, Mish, you know, somebody says, how are you? You say, oh, I'm fine. And that's actually an avoidance.
Oh, I've just lost you. Oh, you're still there?
Yeah, I know.
And I'm very much in that negative stage. Well, I think I have been all my blooming life, to be honest. But I need to get out of that. But I think...
You seem like you're past the avoidance tactics, though, at least now.
IPL has helped me with that because it's given me a voice to talk about me. And I'm very open about my mental health, whereas a lot of people aren't, and they try and avoid talking about it. I'm happy to talk about my mental health, but actually doing something about it is a different thing. Do you know what I mean? I'm happy to talk about my negatives, but actually to fix those negatives is a different step. So the only thing I can do right now and anything I can promise is to do this meditation. This is one – because you've got to do one step at a time. I don't think – there's no point in me giving myself a big thing – too much of a change. So I think doing the meditation would be something that I can achieve without changing my life too much right now.
Yeah. Or even the breath work, as you said before.
Yeah, sorry, breath work and meditation. I mean, is that two different things?
It
is two different things, right.
Yeah. It's two different things. Yeah. So I have a breath work guide sheet. I'm happy. I'll send it to you.
Oh,
if you
that'd
want
be wonderful,
I don't know how
please.
You share it with your listeners, but it's how I teach it.
If you could send it to me, then I can post it to my social media page anyway, but that would
be great.
Again, meditation to me seems like a load of bollywogs or whatever you want to call it, because I find it really hard to switch off completely. Like, I've been to sound immersions and all that sort of thing, and I just can't switch off. So I don't – meditation to me is what you see in media where you hum your arm and you're sitting there. I can't do that.
No.
But
that's,
now
that's a stereotype. Not,
exactly. It's not so much that. I've been told it's not that anymore.
It's not.
It's literally just being with yourself for 10 minutes or whatever and just winding down, I suppose. But I do need to learn that.
When you're in flow, whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
If you're in flow, garden or going for a walk or swimming or reading a book, whatever. If you're in flow and you don't notice what's going on around you, that's meditation
for
you.
Right. See, to me, it's all
that
media stuff.
Choose what works for you.
Okay.
Choose what works for you. It's certainly not sitting down with your legs crossed. It can have to be. But if you fold in the washing, or making a cup of tea,
bugger that.
Or making a cooking, you know, that might be your meditation.
True. And you know what it is to me? I found in the last couple of years is art. I like playing with paint. And I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Although I shouldn't say that because art is, you know, eye of beholder. But I love doing arty stuff because it sets
that's
me in that
meditation.
Moment. Yeah, it sets me in the moment. Yeah.
But you don't
not
have to
about.
Be good at something for it to be a meditation activity.
Correct.
Exactly.
Because this is a you activity for you only, not for everyone else out there.
Correct. And I need to stop thinking about everybody else and thinking about me.
Yep.
And that's I have trouble with that.
So that's you're already doing meditation. Really?
There you go. And I never thought about it like that because it is that stereotype where I think I've got to sit there cross-legged, which I can't anyway.
No, absolutely not. No. It's whatever you're in flow with. Whatever you do that makes the rest of the world disappear, even if it's for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, That's your meditation. Whatever
I should point out that if we're meditating whilst driving, one, we should be aware, and two, we should probably be good at it.
Or one of those cars that drives itself, which is what we were talking about earlier. Yeah. Okay, well, so my husband was playing Xbox last night. That he would say that was his meditation because it takes him away from the normal thing.
Yeah,
is that exactly. Is that real or not?
Yes and no, because it's keeping the mind overstimulated at times. But a lot of people use it, but not with negative thoughts. Pardon?
But not with negative thoughts. He's not in his life. He's not worrying about things that are happening in his life. He's worrying about the person and a lot that of he's shooting use on. It
to, yeah. They could use it to chill out, but whether it's meditation is debatable because the mind's keeping it busy.
It is still active. So, yeah, okay, I'll tell him that's not meditation. He can't get away with that one. Mm. Yeah, okay. That's interesting. I really appreciate that. Now, you do circles, is that correct?
I do. Circle work is a big part of the work that I do with women because it allows me to work in groups and it allows me to, in some ways, my circle work is probably a little bit different to how lots of people do circle work, but it's all about empowerment for women and it's all about supporting that self-belief and their self-confidence. I offer a free circle for women every second Saturday on the beach at Quinns Rocks up in the northern suburbs, and that's obviously free for women. It's for women in the community, and some women have been coming over the years every time over and over again, and they've changed considerably because it's just one small step at a time, as you said before. Focus on one thing, work on that, and then do the next thing and the next thing. Don't overload yourself. And I run circles. I have a circle room in my home. I had a circle last night, which was amazing.
Okay.
And we did a past life journey in that one. So I do some different types of things in circle that help to empower women. So the journey those ladies are on is called the Big Dream Journey. That's what they're doing. And then I've got plans for new, bigger circles.
That's virtual, amazing.
Which I've done before. So that's what we do, yeah.
I have been on a spiritual retreat once before, and I learned a lot from that. In actual fact, there was a lot that I was a bit scared of that I found out about my past life. But and I didn't know whether to believe it or not, and I still question it. But it is an exciting journey to be on. And they do circles down here, Rockingham Way, and I've always wanted to go, but hold myself back, and I do that with everything.
I think unless you try it, you don't know. And I think just try it too. You know, there might be different facilitators do it different ways, different practitioners do it different ways. So I think you know energetically, immediately, if this is the right space for you.
For sure.
You know,
does
it feel the same? Is it giving you what you need? And I also, as you mentioned, retreats. I do retreats. I do one retreat a year, sometimes two. But I do a retreat for a select, you know, like 10 women.
Yes,
so it's quite small.
It was very small what I went to, yeah.
So that works really well. And that's normally down Yalin Upway.
Okay,
so we'll be doing that at the later part of this year.
Oh, awesome. Well, let me know about that as well. But I find also it depends on the facilitator as well that's running them.
Yes.
You have to have sort of a rapport with them. So, it would be interesting to see. Yeah, let me know about what you do. Great. Okay, so what we've learned today is that I'm going to do my breath work. I think I'll do my breath work. I think I'll do my breath work for 30 days, and then I'm going to send me a sheet, and then I'm going to kick in with the meditation after the 30 days. I think because I think I need a what's that one where they talk you through it? What's that called?
Guided
meditation. I mean.
Because
I really wouldn't know what to do. I'm going to dedicate myself to the 30-day breath work, and then I'm going to kick into the 30-day breath work plus the meditation after 30 days. And I think I'll do that and see how I feel and see how I go. And then depending on how positive I feel about it, you never know where I might be after the 60 days.
See what happens. You'll be surprised at what can change in such a short space of time. Mm. And it's amazing. And
excellent.
Instead of problems, you start seeing possibilities, which is amazing.
That would be a life changer, an absolute life changer.
The all new and improved Mish.
Oh, wow. You know what? It's taken so long, and I wish I hadn't left it so long. But so, how do people get hold of you if they want to get hold of you, Jackie?
They can contact me. I'm on Facebook. So, it's, they can look for Jackie Rowe on Facebook, and My surname is R-O-W-E, so Jackie Rowe on Facebook, and my business is Focus Coaching, so they will see that on there as well. Mm-hmm. I have my group, which is, I've just changed it slightly. So it's Motivated Midlife Women.
I think that's better than the 50 plus.
Exactly, exactly. It feels better. Energetically, it feels so much better. So it's Motivated Midlife Women who are ready to ditch the doubt and discover unwavering self-belief and confidence.
I love that. Absolutely love that. It's really, really good.
Especially that you've coined it as midlife. I mean, my wife isn't 40 yet, but you can laugh at this, but she refused to let me get a convertible because she didn't want a midlife crisis husband. I mean, I'm 42, so yeah, it gives you an idea of her definition of what midlife is.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, that's it. Exactly. So the woman gets to choose, I'm in there or I'm not in there. I'm not dictating it by a year, which felt a lot better energetically.
Interesting question. Do men hit their midlife before women hit their midlife?
Oh, this is a whole new different line of conversation.
Oh, that's a whole new subject.
That's a good one.
Table that for next week.
Yeah, I reckon. Thank you so much, Jack. I really appreciate you spending the time with us today, and we will get back to you, and I will have you back on and let you know how I've been with my breath work. So I appreciate that giving me some motivation today. Have a great rest of your day. What have you got plans for the weekend? Anything exciting?
I'm doing some planning for some training I've got coming up with, because I work in corporate, so I've got a team coming up as well. So I'm doing some work with them, but it's always the same. It's always about self-empowerment.
That's great. I love it. And I feel very connected. I feel like I have a bit of a rapport with you. I feel comfortable talking to you, which is really good.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And you're a POM. I'm a POM as well, so that's good.
Yeah. And I'm so excited that you're taking this challenge on. Yeah. You wouldn't know how excited. I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes.
Really? Really? Okay, good. I'm glad you've got more excitement than I do. No, I will.
You'll get more excited as you do it.
No, I'm going to do it. I promise you I will do it. And there'll be a new me in 30 days.
That's it.
Thank you
drop
so much.
It in the group.
I am in the group and I'll let everybody know how I go. So it'll be the breath work review.
Yes. But we'll support you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to go on to a 80s song, because that's my therapy, is my 80s music. Yep. Thank you again, Jackie. I will contact you soon, and have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
See you, Jackie.